Good day to all. This is Aisha Azhar coming to you live or recorded on NPR Central. Today's topic regarding our podcast is light pollution and how it's more than just not seeing the night sky. We've seen an increase in the amount of light that pollutes the night sky, and currently 80% of the world's population lives under sky glow, which is brightening of the sky over inhabited areas. To some, it's nothing more than a lighter sky without stars, but in reality, it's a threat to us, and more importantly, a threat to many animal habitats. The bright sky messes not only with our internal sleep schedule, but also nocturnal animals and other species that depend on the moon or day cycles to signify changes. Our big problem is the excess of light and its fatal consequences. Take sea turtles in Florida, for example. They hatch on land and, following the moon's reflection, crawl to the sea. The first couple of minutes when the turtle first emerges from the sand are the most important, just because of how hard it is to survive. The bright city lights don't make it any easier. They get led astray and typically die, falling prey to dehydration and predation. How many sea turtles' lives are we taking simply for having lights on that we don't even use? Some places that host sea turtles have restrictions on the duration of lights allowed near the beaches, especially during turtle nesting season to protect the sea turtles. But there's more that we should do than just regulating the time lights can be on your beaches. Turn off lights visible on nesting beaches or use special fixtures to shield the lights from the beach. Use low-pressure sodium vapor lighting instead of normal lights. Use turtle-safe lighting. These red lights emit a very narrow portion of the visible light spectrum, which has less harmful consequences to the nesting sea turtles and hatchlings. If disoriented hatchlings are found away from the sea, call local law enforcement. Tint windows that face the beach. Close curtains or blinds after dark to cover windows visible from the beach. Following these rules, there's been a 6% reduction of sea turtles being led astray. A step that we can all take, whether we live near beaches or not, is to use IDA-approved lighting, which is better for us and other animals. They minimize sky glow and glare, which is the excessive brightness that causes visual discomfort. Even if you don't live near the coast, there are plenty of other animals and ecosystems affected with our use of harmful artificial lights. If we implement these changes, we can preserve these ecosystems and prevent harmful changes before they happen. We're already starting to see the negative effects of other types of pollution and the start of global warming. It's time we put a stop to light pollution before it gets any worse. Thank you for listening to NPR.